today's world, there'll be a whole lot of news reporters around telling, tell us your story. Tell us, how did you manage with this issue of blood for all these years? How did you cope with this? And yet, all the record the Bible gives us is a certain woman. And I think the reason why a certain woman is recorded here is because you are that certain woman. I am that certain person who is struggling with a certain issue in my life. My issue may not be hemorrhaging. My issue may not be the issue of blood. But my issue can be another issue that I'm coming to Jesus with. Now, there's two stories happening simultaneously here. One is Jairus is coming to Jesus and he's saying, my daughter is lying in bed. She's sick. I need you to do something about it. And Jesus said, okay, I'm going to come and sort that out. But while he's going to sort this out, here's a woman in the crowd and she's pushing away through this multitude, because the word there is thronged. Many thronged him, which means there's a host of people around him, pushing onto him. And most of the people in that throng were people that were touching Jesus. Because if they're thronging him, somebody is making contact with him. Somebody is pushing onto Jesus, trying to get a glimpse of him, trying to get closer to him, trying to touch him. And then this woman comes by, struggling with a problem for all this time. In fact, the Bible says that it wasn't getting better, it was getting worse. So for 12 years she's been struggling. Can you imagine, there's a line that says, and she had suffered many things from many physicians. So apart from suffering with all the issue of blood that she's going through, she's also now suffering many things from many physicians. So the doctors are not making it better for her. The doctors are pumping her with medication or giving her ideas of how to get it sorted out. Nothing is working. So she's having two sufferings now. One is she's suffering from a physical ailment, and secondly, every time she visits the doctor, there's a new suffering coming upon her. Can you see what's happening with this woman? And now she comes into this crowd. And this line says, it grew worse. Nothing was getting better in her life. And sometimes, we tend to run to the wrong people for the answers in our lives. I remember having a conversation with somebody, when I spoke to them that I believe that God heals in the present day, they said, no, I don't think so. And I said, well, if you come from Africa, that's the only source we got. We don't have NHS. We have Jesus. So every time one of us got sick, we didn't run to NHS. We ran to Jesus, and he healed us. So we know that there's power and there's healing in the name of Jesus. We know that because we experience it on a daily basis. There's miracles happening every single day in people's lives. People are getting healed and people are getting touched and God is doing miraculous work in people's lives. Why? Because we don't have an alternative to run to. We have Jesus and only him that we have to go to. And here is this woman, after going and suffering from the physicians and was getting no better, getting worse, she said, I need to push through this crowd. And this morning, your circumstances might be that crowd that is around Jesus and blocking his view. And you have to push through that circumstance and say, I just need to touch his garment. I just need to touch. In fact, the word garment is we will think it's his robe. But the actual word garment translated in the Greek is a tassel on his garment. So it was just like a thread, basically, that was hanging on his garment. And she reached out and she said, if I can just grab that part of it, I will get my healing. This morning you may be seated here and you're asking God for something specific in your life and he's just not getting breakthrough. You may be asking him for 12 years now for that one thing and he's just not coming. And this morning he's saying to you, push through the crowd. I want you to step through. I want you to exercise your faith and go through the crowd. And she said, if I may only touch his clothes, not even his body, not even his hand, not even his head, not even his feet. Just touch his clothing. I'm going to get sorted out. And the Bible says immediately the fountain of blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around and said, "Who touched me?" I think Jesus is waiting for your touch before you get his touch. Jesus is waiting for you to come, and he's going to turn around and say, "Ah, I felt that touch." And you know what that touch is? It's a touch of faith. That you're coming to God not with all your logical explanations. That you're coming to God not with all the ideas and answers you could find in a book. You're coming to God, to Jesus, and you're saying, "I'm just going to touch you with a touch of faith this morning. And say to you, Father, here's my circumstance. Here's my situation that I'm in. And I believe that when I push through this crowd and touch you, something is going to happen." And look at what his disciples said to him, "Lord, look at this crowd thronging you. I think by now, by the time you walk from that boat to here and all this crowd around you, I would think at least 100 people touched you. And now you just notice one?" Because the 100 people that were touching him didn't come by faith. The one that came by faith is the one that he responded to. And that's what God wants to do in your life. When you come to him by faith, he notices that. Because the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to him must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that's what God wants to do. That's what his disciples said. "Lord, look at the crowd, the multitude thronging you, and you asking, who touched me?" But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened, came and fell down before him and told him the truth. And he said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go." While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue. Ah, that group of people, be aware of the some people. There's a lot of some people in your way. There's a lot of some people that always come with the wrong news. And some people are everywhere. You get up in the morning and say, "The joy of the Lord is my strength," till you meet some people. You get up in the morning and say, "I'm going to have a good day today," till you meet some people. And some people always come our way. And they'll always be the bringer of bad news. "Your daughter is dead." It's time to, I always say that the most important button on my computer keyboard is the button called delete. I love that button. I wish there was that button in life. Because some people, you just have to delete. They just come there and they just do it the wrong way. And you just have to press that delete button. It's called some people button. You just got to say, "Hey, listen." I don't know if some of you know that those kinds of people, that you see them walking on that road and you step onto this side of the road. And you're almost behind the car. You try to work out, "Hey, wait a minute. As soon as they walk past, I'll keep going." Those are called some people. Of course, we have to love them. Don't get that wrong. But there are some people who are just bringers of bad news when you're having a faithful day. You're just all excited about Jesus and that some people come your way. And then, as soon as Jesus heard the word spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And then when he steps into the room, then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult and those who wept. And then he asked, "Why are you making this commotion? The child is not dead but sleeping." And they, you see, that some people that was in the previous verse now turn out to be they. The some people that become the they people will always ridicule the things that God wants to do in your life. Beware of them. And when he had put them outside, you see the day? That's who he put outside. Because the day people and the some people cannot experience what God wants to do in your life. And you have to come to him just on your own. And that's when he took Jairus and his wife and walked into the room with three of his disciples. And he said, now let's do this thing. If you want to see a miracle in your life, sometimes you just got to leave certain people behind and step into this all by yourself and watch what God does with you. Because those little words in the Bible have big meanings. That day. And then he took the child by his hand and raised her, and she came back to life and she was well. This morning you may be seated here and you may have a specific request that you are bringing to the Lord. You are getting tired because it's been 12 years. You're getting tired because it is getting exhausting that you keep asking God this and it's not working. And this morning I want you to step out in faith and say to God, I'm placing this in your hand. And I need the Master's touch. That's what you need. All you need this morning. If you are not touching the Master, then tell the Master to do what he did with Jairus' daughter. Let the Master touch. So you can touch the Master or let the Master touch you. And whatever your situation is, just grab it and place it before the Lord and say, this is my situation. Touch it this morning. Will you bow your heads in prayer? As we come around the table of the Lord this morning, there's a number of things that you can be thinking about. That can be your distractions, that can be your 12 years, that can be something that is stopping you from really reaching out and touching the garment of Jesus and saying, Lord, I'm really trusting you this morning for this. And as you come around the table of the Lord, I want you to reconnect with the Father and say, Father, I'm taking these emblems this morning because I want to really trust you for something in my life that is beyond my logical explanation. That the doctors are saying no. That the circumstances are saying no. That everything is against it. But I'm pushing through the crowd this morning. I'm pushing through my crowd that's called circumstantial. And I'm going to touch you and I'm going to ask you to do it for me this morning. And God wants to do it in your life. Can we do the communion differently?